This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. Hello, welcome to Rock My Wedding, the podcast.
Hello.
It's a very formal introduction, wasn't it?
It was so formal. I feel that normally it's just like, bonjour.
Yeah, well, I'm running out of ways to say hello. I don't know any other languages.
Hola.
That's literally it. French and Spanish. Is that right? Uh-huh. Today, we're going to talk to you all about ways to have a sustainable wedding.
We are. Very important.
I think we should start the episode, Charlotte, by telling everyone yet again about Recycle My Wedding.
Recycle My Wedding. Big news. If you haven't already heard about it, I mean, if you've missed the Instagram feed and stories and the last podcast.
And emails and everything else.
Where have you been?
We have wanged on quite a bit about Recycle.
I really like the expression wanged.
I know. Sometimes I say it and think maybe.
I think it's a Brummie thing.
Maybe. You might
like
be right.
On the wonk.
On the wonk. What did I say the other day to someone? Oh, whop off. As in like massive. It's definitely a Brummie thing, isn't it? But yes, it's big news. And it is one of the easiest ways that you can have yourself a little sustainable wedding.
You can. So as we're talking about it, and it is in fact the 29th of November.
It is the 29th of November, hopefully.
In 2 days' time.
2 days.
Officially launches.
Oh my God, 1st of December, people. You can buy. Yeah. Pre-loved.
So as we're recording this in the beginning of November, yes, we've already had amazing listings for Recycle.
My goodness. And every time one comes through, I'm like, oh my God, everybody, there's a new one and it's amazing. It's this and it's this and it's incredible.
I mean, I've already planned my vow renewal 58 times based on all the dresses that have become available on Recycle My Wedding, just saying.
It's been so fun to watch everybody submitting their listings, because up until the end of December, you can list for free if you have any pre-loved wedding items you want to sell on Rock My Wedding. So there will be a link in the show notes that you can go to find out more about Recycle and how you can list your pre-loved wedding items for everybody else to buy.
And it's free until the 31st of December. And from the 1st of January, it's £10 for a dress or jumpsuit or suit or whatever outfit
your wedding outfit is.
Takes your fancy. And it's £5 for everything else. Yeah. So accessories, decor, shoes.
Yeah, all of that.
And 10% of all listing fees go to Trees for Life. So every time you list something, you are helping to plant trees. So Recycle My Wedding, we're not just addressing the great big landfill hole that one occasion events such as weddings create. Mm-hmm. You're also planting more trees.
Double whammy. That's double what I keep referring to it as.
Also, possibly a Brummie term. For new listeners, by the way, that's where Becky and I are from, just so we're clear.
Try to mask the extent of our Brummie-ness by being a bit posh. But it doesn't always work, does it, Charlotte?
No. And it's funny because sometimes, like, in the industry we're in, and over the years I've been to some events and I've heard people speak, like whether it's like a video or they record something for Instagram or they record a podcast or they do an interview, and it's literally like Mrs. Bouquet. And I don't think I'm very good at that.
I mean, will anybody listening to this know who Mrs. Bouquet even is?
No. Possibly not. I mean, even I was a kid when that was on.
Same.
But very much like, you know, but let's put an
telephone
accent on.
Voice.
Like, it's if Becky and I did a podcast and we spoke the whole time like this.
I think everyone would rather enjoy it.
You do. But that's not how we speak.
And I feel like we've lost the plot a little bit already, and we're only about three minutes in.
Gone off tangent.
So, yes, your first port of call for having a sustainable wedding is to Recycle My Wedding, where you can buy pre-loved wedding items. And it will be launched, as Charlotte says, on the 1st of December. And we're very, very excited.
Merry effing Christmas, everybody.
Indeed. So please make sure you check that out on the 1st of December, 2 days' time. Not that we're counting down or anything. Next thing you can do to have a sustainable wedding is, my note says, borrow things. Like, you will be amazed at what people just have.
Oh, God, yeah.
That you don't know that they have. You know, that someone will have an easel in their garage that you can just use for your table plan or whatever. People just have things. Your Auntie Joan might have some crates that she keeps a veg in her garage. You could clean them out, use them for your decor. Just loads of stuff that people have.
Yeah. And it's about getting creative.
Yeah.
A real wedding that we'll share in the show notes, Anna and Sam. So for their sort of like place name decorative items, they use sticks.
Literally sticks.
Tied together with twine for their place name holders.
Sounds terrible, but looks great.
Looks amazing.
Like they're two, like, let me try and elaborate on this. So two sticks, probably, I'm doing hand actions here for Charlotte, like 3 inches long, maybe, mm-hmm. tied together with twine at either end. And then like a lovely bit of ripped paper with a name on, like slotted in the middle. So lovely.
But again, have a look at the show notes. Have a look at the imagery.
Yeah.
And you'll see.
All in there.
It looks absolutely beautiful. It does, so
beautiful.
What we're trying to say is you don't have to buy things all the time.
Yeah.
You don't have to spend a lot of money, invest in something that you're just going to chuck in the bin.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, we would.
And that is the point of this podcast and sort of like the ethos behind why we've launched Recycle My Wedding, because how can you be a brand that constantly promotes one occasion, mm-hmm. which in itself like involves so much like one use items.
Yeah, all the single use stuff, yeah.
And be pro planet.
Yeah.
It's quite a difficult balancing act.
Yeah.
So our ethos has been your day away. We want people to do what they want. If you want to buy new, that's absolutely fine. But where you can, consider how you can also be sustainable in
yeah.
other areas to counteract the areas where you can't.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen it in a lot of weddings, haven't we, as well? People utilizing things that they already have from home. So dressers, you know, dressing tables for card stations, all those sorts of things, and repurposing them into their weddings and then having them back in their homes as well. And there's a really good example of a couple doing this. It's Ellis and Josh's wedding, where they have rugs, which you might recognize as very famous French Connection rugs. I've actually got one myself, had them in their ceremony, and then they've just used them in their house afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And macrame, I don't know how you pronounce it, hangings that they made for the wedding, those are in their houses. So it's just, it's ways of repurposing items that you've already got, or if you're going to buy new, what can you do with those to not waste them afterwards as well?
Exactly. And what we've always said anyway is if you're looking for inspiration of how to style a wedding, the first place you should look is in your own home.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you know, everyone's like, oh, okay, let's look at Rock My Wedding Instagram, for example. Mm-hmm. Let's open a Pinterest account. And it can be so overwhelming.
Yeah.
I mean, we put our hands up again. I appreciate this is a podcast and you can't see me putting my hands up, but I'm doing it.
There was a finger point in everything.
And even we know, doing this for over a decade, that it can be so overwhelming.
Yeah.
So look at your house. What do you like?
Yeah, exactly. That's
your style. So if you're going to invest anything, invest in things that you can then repurpose mm-hmm. in your home afterwards, because A, you know you're going to like it. B, it's not a waste of money. C, it's not going to damage the planet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's a winner.
Whilst we're on the subject of buying pre-loved, obviously charity shops are great places to look for decor items. And the great thing about charity shops is you can buy from the charity shops to give to the charity. And when you're done with them at your wedding, you can then donate them back.
China.
Yeah.
Vases,
glassware,
anything,
all of that sort of stuff. Especially if you're having more of like a dry hire venue where there isn't stuff, you know, like a teepee or whatever it is, and you need to find all these little trinkety mm-hmm. bits to fit it out.
Picture frames,
all of that sort of stuff. You guaranteed scour a few charity shops and you'll find.
And especially if like your style is kind of slightly more eclectic,
yeah,
and you don't necessarily want to do matchy matchy.
Yeah.
Actually, they're quite inspirational.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely, totally agree with that. And I did a lot of charity shop hunting for my own wedding because we had a lot of china and that sort of stuff. And it was great. It's just fun as well. It's like a little day out. I mean, I know maybe we can't all go shopping right now. Who knows what's going on? But when you can get back in the mm-hmm. charity shops, take your bridesmaids, have a good rummage through, and you'll come out with some absolute
Support
gems.
Support your local.
Yeah, that's it. Next thing to talk about when it comes to sustainable weddings is flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you listen back to episode 17, we chatted with Sarah from Leafy Couture and we talked quite a lot about this, didn't we? And how flowers are not necessarily that sustainable, especially this fashion of dried flowers and bleached flowers and all of that, and how detrimental they can be to the environment. But there are ways of being sustainable with your flora decor, so you can grow your own. I mean, I wouldn't know where to start with growing my own flowers. Plants, not so bad, but flowers, not a clue. But you can visit websites such as Flowers from the Farm, and they can give you lots of information about how to grow your own, but also how to buy from the UK instead of importing from outside. Because a lot of florists will import from like places like Norway and
Amsterdam and
all of that. Yeah. But you can buy from the UK. And like I say, flowersfromthefarm.co.uk is a great place to find local flower farms to you so that you can be as sustainable as possible.
And also, again, like we always say, like, talk to your supplier.
Absolutely.
So, like, I actually, this is the kind of style I'm looking at. These are the kind of things that I like. But I appreciate that actually there might have to be a compromise because I want to be as sustainable as possible.
Yeah.
Your supplier should know how they can help you.
Yeah, absolutely. And whilst you're on that topic, it's asking your suppliers the right questions as well.
Yeah.
And finding out what are their sustainable protocols, what do they have in place to be as sustainable as possible? So your florist, how do they deliver the flowers to you?
Yeah.
Are they in plastic wrap or do they come in paper wrap? Because there's all different, you know, all different sorts of things going on here with suppliers and how they deliver things to you. And it's looking perhaps as well for suppliers who are local to you.
I was going to say, that brings us nicely on to when our new platform launches, you'll be able to search for suppliers in your county.
You will.
So you can essentially shop for suppliers as locally as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Because local suppliers means less travel.
It does. And because you can search by county, you're not necessarily going to be getting married in the same county within which you live. So you could also search for suppliers within the county of where your venue is too. Yeah. So you've got that option of suppliers close to your venue or suppliers close to where you live, depending on what that service is.
Because you might be getting married close to where you live.
Well, also. Yeah, and it's asking those suppliers, when you've got them, what sustainable practices do they have in place, especially with your venue as well? How does your venue power everything? Kind of what energy sources do they use? Do they use solar? Do they use a sustainable energy provider? There's lots of questions you can ask
them. How do they get rid of food waste?
What do they do with all the food that's left over? Because you're going to have leftover food, but where does that go?
Exactly. I mean, where do they source their produce?
Yeah. Is that locally?
Yeah.
It's all these little things that you can ask them to try and find out and make a right decision for you about these sustainable options.
And even in terms of like what, you know, you're serving your guests in cocktail hour or, you know, drinks off the ceremony, are they using their glassware?
Like, yes.
Don't use single use items.
Yeah.
Like, there's no real excuse for that because we'd rather you didn't.
That's it. And, you know, it's, we see a lot of great cocktail stations and stuff like you say, isn't it? And people are using perhaps paper cups or single use, but just ask your venue if they'll supply you with glassware. Because like you say, the less single use you can have of anything, paper or plastic, whatever it is, then the better. I think these sort of questions go for every supplier that you use.
Yeah.
For example, we have a recommended supplier called Cast and they make bespoke wedding rings. And you wouldn't necessarily know what their sustainable practices are unless you asked, and then you'd be blown away by actually what the way that they run their business. So we love them because they... all their gold, all their silver, all their platinum is recycled. I didn't even know you could get recycled gold. Did you even know that was a thing?
As in they melt it down from
the
jewellery and remake it.
How clever is that? Mm-hmm. All the stones that they use in their jewellery are ethically sourced and conflict-free. And all their jewellery is made using renewable energy. And they work with independent UK-based manufacturers to create their bespoke make-from-home kit. So it's things like that that are so important, I think now, especially to today's couples planning weddings. So ask those questions to your suppliers and just know that you're having the wedding that you really want.
Yeah.
Sustainability is important to you. Next thing on the list is to potentially consider vegetarian or plant-based diets. We have all heard there's loads of reports saying how produce of meat and dairy diets and our level of consumption of it are contributing to global warming. So it might be an option for you to look at plant-based or vegetarian diets. If you listen to the previous episode of the podcast, I talked to Jonathan from Caviar and Chips and we talk about vegan recipes and menu ideas. So if that's something you'd like to do, you can go back and listen to that episode to get some more information and some more ideas about that.
Yeah. And again, like, we're not here to preach to you that everybody needs to be vegetarian or vegan.
Yeah.
It's completely up to you. It's your choice. What we're trying to say is there are suppliers out there who are more than willing and have done a lot of research and invested a lot of time into, you know, producing vegan menus or vegetarian menus. So again, you ask the question because I'm sure that the vast majority of weddings would have guests that are vegetarian or vegan, and so your suppliers can cater for that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, along with offering your guests exactly what they want, you're also helping to be more sustainable.
Yeah. The next thing on my little list is about stationery. I love stationery. You love stationery. Mm-hmm. We all love an amazing wedding invite. Obviously, the most eco way of sending your invites is to do it digitally, because then there is no paper trail whatsoever. It is just all digital. But we do also understand that some people do want to send physical invites because it can be a big part of people's days, setting the tone for the day, all of those sorts of things. Now, if you're going to go the digital route, that doesn't mean that you just have to send an email. You can still get a stationer to design you a gorgeous invite that you send out digitally.
And a lot of our stationers who you'll find on our recommended supplier area will offer a digital package.
They will. So ask the question about that. It's obviously going to be cheaper for you in the long run because you don't have the print costs associated with having a physical invite. No.
Or the postage.
Or the postage, exactly. But should you want a very super duper fancy invite, the stocks and the finishes that printers use these days are really quite incredible. So you can have your invitation on recycled materials that can then be recycled as well after your day. And you can still have fancy finishes. So you might see a lot of
foil.
Yeah, a lot of modern invitations will have foil on them. And very recently, there is now eco versions of that material, whereas before there wasn't, so you wouldn't have been able to recycle that or anything. But now there are eco versions of that, so you can still have that super duper fancy pants stationery, but it can, the whole thing can be recycled.
And a really good tip is, if you are going to go down that route, is to put a little PS on your invite and tell your guests how they can recycle it.
Yeah, absolutely, because they will look at that shiny foil and think, oh, I can't recycle this because it's shiny. It's like, you know, like wrapping paper. But yeah, if you pop that little PS on there, they'll know that they can put that with their recycling if they can bear to part ways with your beautiful invitation, that is. Okay, so to touch on a couple of trends that we're seeing recently, balloons are making a comeback. We've got glitter stations, haven't we, are coming and making a comeback. And also confetti is obviously large and always will be and always has been. You can get eco versions of all of these things now. So you can avoid having to use foil balloons with helium in, because they are a no-no as far as the environment goes. So you can find alternatives for those. There's eco-friendly glitter, so you can have your glitter station and glitter yourself up as much as you like and know that it's okay and not having a negative impact. It's just, I guess it's just knowing that in the first place. So knowing to search for eco glitter.
Yeah, because you might have, it's always been the dream that you'd have a glitter station, but because you don't realise that there can be an eco version, you might not choose it.
Exactly, yeah.
So I guess what we're trying to say is, you know, don't not style the wedding the way that you want to, because 9 times out of 10, there'll be a much more sustainable way for you to do it. It's just doing the research, basically.
And I just want to sort of end on a, don't be fooled into thinking that just because you're hand making things that it means you're being more sustainable. Because often when you do a lot of DIY projects, you can get very carried away with it and forget that actually you started doing handmade things to be sustainable, and you start buying things and start amping everything up.
Yeah, and you buy stuff that's got packaging that you can't recycle and so on and so forth. So it's not to say don't do it.
No.
Because again, that's completely against what our ethos is. Yeah. But it just means just be sustainable where you can.
Exactly.
Consider what you're doing.
Yeah.
And if there is a more sustainable option, choose that, please.
Yeah. And it's offsetting, isn't it? Choose one thing. Yeah. If there's one thing you really like that you just cannot get in a sustainable fashion, what can you, or how can you offset that with something else?
Absolutely.
You do? Just being a bit clever and a bit savvy about how it all works.
Yeah. Perhaps you want to make 500 paper airplanes.
Yes.
I mean, choose recyclable paper.
Yes.
But then, you know, have more local suppliers to you.
That's
so
it.
So you're not kind of incurring all of the travel costs. Yeah. And
or even offset that with edible centerpieces. Which,
oh,
we love this wedding. We'll share it in the show notes. It's just another real, like, out of the box way of being sustainable. So Minerva and Eric had, like I said, edible centerpieces. They had herbs in so people can take them home with them. And they were encouraged to kind of pick at the centerpieces as the day went on and they were eating their food. So it was all like vegetables and peppers and bell peppers and all of these great little things.
I mean, why look at a massive floral arrangement when you can eat an aubergine?
Quite. If aubergines aren't your thing, you could also have eco favours.
You can.
Couldn't you?
And the best eco favour is a contribution for each of your guests to an eco charity.
Why not? Get them to plant trees too.
Exactly.
You know? And on that note, tree planting and all that, don't forget that a new platform launches in 2 days.
2 days. We're not at all nervous or worried about it.
No, not at all. Not at all. We're sleeping perfectly fine. You know, everything's fine. But we hope that you love it. Give us all the feedback. And we can't wait to hear what you think of it.
I can't wait to see who's bought what from Recycle My Wedding.
I know. Who's going to get those incredible signs?
And to see our brides feature on What My Wedding, who are wearing a dress that was from another real wedding that was on What My Wedding. Do you see where I'm going with this?
It's like the circle of wedding life.
It's like the circle of wedding life.
So excited.
Absolutely.
We'll leave it at that, shall we?
We will. And
if you enjoyed this slightly wacky episode, please do leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, because that helps other brides and grooms to find us. And we will be back in 2 weeks' time.
We will. See you then. Bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Becky and Charlotte from Rot My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rotmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram at rotmywedding, or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.